New visions gain a foothold against the darkness of violence and negativity, especially during those times when enormous numbers of people group together to further the cause of peace and spiritual goals, as during your December 31st ST World Peace Meditations. You would scarcely believe the enormous progress humanity has made in the past 8 years since the release of books like New Teachings for an Awakening Humanity, which encouraged and inspired people to know their value and to dedicate their lives to the divine plan. Many dear souls have brought a myriad of messages to the public reminding them of their origin and purpose. Through continued meditation, prayer, and contemplation, a vast number of beings have remembered who they are and why they are here. Indeed, their outpouring of positive messages in music, art, religion, science, conservation, education, government, and innumerable other earth activities has further enhanced the quality of human consciousness. We have been delighted at the use of such words as planetary citizens, global families, planetary advocates, peace corps, love corps, and the like, which indicate the nature of your function here as group caregivers and heartfelt companions. Aided greatly by the communication media of TV, movies, radio, print, etc., there has also been a meaningful surge in the outpicturing of humanity's psychic and spiritual abilities and in the galactic nature of humanity's potential. Pictures which change perceptions and introduce positive consciousness have often been introduced and encouraged by us through those who will listen to our guidance and serve our angelic cause. It is important to verify that the most influential futurists among you have been utilized to suggest the value of co-creation, not merely procreation, and to foster co-societal aims, not just personal goals and satisfactions. The emergence from individual self-cleansing and personality development has spiraled toward broader partnerships, community cooperation, and synergistic group consciousness. Application of metaphysical principles has begun to influence human potentiality more and more frequently as many different religious teachers proclaim the necessity for understanding and practicing God's plan. Christians who lacked ability and meditation skills could acquire these skills from Eastern religious teachers and did so, in the US, especially, when their own Christian churches did not teach them to turn within, to quiet themselves and listen, even as I meditated during biblical times, and as the great saints of all times and places have done. You and we have seen, on every front, how the power of our energy has strengthened your mission for interdimensional consciousness through the collapse of rigid misbeliefs and new perceptions that cause the actual fall of physical walls, governments, and dishonorable leaders. Russian autocracy was recently challenged by a gnawing world dream of peace based upon a spiritually based governing system, just as America's romance with materialism's greed is being presented a choice of potential collapse or the restitution of spiritual economics. All around the planet, then, the showering presence of our divine intervention has opened minds, hearts and bodies to the human family's DNA reclamation process. A reclamation of ancestral galactic power and an interdimensional, multidimensional wisdom and love is your certain destiny, beloveds. How your soul sings to this promise of transformation and then soars in joyful expectation of beneficence. As I have been a spiritual model, template, and example to many, though my mission has frequently been misunderstood, some of you are also remembering that you, too, have a role within the Christ consciousness of the galaxy as models and patterns worth exemplifying. Our energy and light gifts have continued with several major outpourings of special energy, particularly in 1994, that have further opened your spiritual awareness to a comprehension of what has been happening in this decade and where humanity is being directed. You are probably aware that our interest and interaction from both the spiritual realms, and your humanoid space brothers and sisters who retain full consciousness, have been enormously amplified. Not only have both spiritual realms and galactic humanoids focused greater energy, knowledge, and power to Earth, but there has been a greater combined intention of mutual cooperation and a more exacting focus on the affairs of Earth and your solar system. This we do as part of a profound universal evolution back to the mother/father's bosom. Indeed, many prodigal life forms, not just of the human species, are yearning to be embraced by that sacred presence. Therefore, an immense gathering is taking place, so mammoth in size and proportion that its numbers defy an accurate count. From the lowest to the highest dimensions and dominions, this longing to be home with the Creator has spread its silver-golden radiance over the canopy of all creation and into the fabric of nearly every soul. You, too, my beloveds, are hearing this call, and you will feel this movement toward group cooperation with ever-increasing intensity, linked as you are in galactic heritage. Early in the 1990s, I and the Ascended Masters from Dimension 1 through 7, received the invitational overture from the Archangels, especially Lord Michael, to begin the great love and wisdom gathering of all light servers. Since April 23, 1994, in fact, you have enjoyed an even more extraordinary increase in spiritual energies than ever before, resulting from the great vortex reopening of the Lemurian consciousness. I speak here of Lemuria as that ancient nation and culture that had the human family's most highly conscious, physical life expression ever known. This Lemurian culture of nearly a million years ago, located in the region called the Pacific Ocean, was quite superb in a variety of ways. Many historians speak of its gentle wisdom and loving cooperative societies, but not all realize that it was Archangel Michael who brought this noble experiment into physical matter. This planned society of galactic caretakers and pioneers assumed dominion over your most exquisite planetary sphere, following an earlier, successful etheric, mostly non-physical, experiment that had existed for literally eons before its attack and ruin. The Lemurian Society's extensive energy application of wise and compassionate stewardship, though it later met a final physical defeat at the hands of some anti-Christed Atlanteans, remains a powerful pattern of influence even into present times when the Prince of Darkness seems to rule the planet. Although the Lemurian physical lands are mostly destroyed and lie buried beneath the expansive Pacific Ocean depths, yet its etheric, invisible energy pattern, template in higher realms has now been opened by spiritual agreement over the island you call Maui, Hawaii, a valuable anchoring locale. This provides a vortex of enormous group consciousness that is now flowing around the planet, and you are feeling its nurturing, creative, and intuitive character even as I speak. Indeed, its sacred ambience gently interpenetrates your earthly consciousness and the planet's ethers, so your soul can drink deeply from its influence of caring competence and spiritual guidance. Thus it is not uncommon to feel drawn to the vibrations of the many Pacific Island native cultures and to sense the inherent joy of their gentle ways and their acutely protective attitude of stewardship for the planet and for all living things. I pause for a moment and ask if you can sense that energy and gentleness about which I speak? This Lemurian vortex opening from the etheric spiritual realms, as it becomes fully grounded into physicalness, sets the stage for even greater space family interrelationships from the human family in the region you call Sirius. Sirius has your closest physical, galactic human family and is located just a few light years away from Earth. Of course, these energies will permit stronger connections between all galactic humans whether they are located in those places you term Lyra, Vega, Sirius, the Pleiades, Orion, Arcturus, etc. It is also the phasing out time of the unpleasant abduction experimentations caused by those smaller-bodied, large-eyed beings you call aliens, those from Zeta Reticuli, who are not genetically compatible with human DNA, though they have explored that breeding possibility with Earth's governmental approval. These Zeta Reticuli are not a genetic human species as are the galactic human beings living on some stars and planets such as Sirius, the Pleiades, Orion, Arcturus, etc., and one day your governments will have to confess to the relationships they have had with these non-human extraterrestrials instead of your own species. Can you see how badly your governments want the UFO issue censored? Some of you will view this cover-up and secrecy as a vicious blight and betrayal of the human race when you learn the full details. It is important for you to realize that you have had many prior connections to human galactic space family members who may have had past genetic influence here on Earth. That is to say, The peopling of Earth may have been caused by God through the cellular DNA patterns of humans already living on other places. Our great creator uses many designated co-creators to spread their genetic offspring and advance the peopling of immense physical realms and dimensions. Even as I speak, your own Earth scientists are now actively doing experiments on the DNA codes and cellular compositions of your human genetic identity. By removing parts of the DNA strand and influencing the cells and chromosomes, they tamper with various definitions of life itself. Since they have even been able to clone a human embryo, you must realize that physical co-creation is possible. All the more reason to demand that these scientists doing genetic engineering behind closed doors be ethically pure in their attitudes and be morally guided by the human citizenry at large. Kindly remember that the reason your present body is mutant and your consciousness limited is because the later genetic engineers of Atlantis were not of pure intention and they did destructively tamper with the human DNA strand, leaving the genetic code of the general population badly reduced in capacity. It is absolutely appropriate today for you to establish the moral and ethical codes under which genetic engineering is practiced. Now I wish to specifically identify for you the present circumstances that humanity will probably soon experience so that we have a mutual context in which to hold planet Earth's potential events. I have deliberately used the words probably and potential because in our interdimensional usage of time and space, we find that there is a frequent distortion between your linear Earth calendar and our own levels of consciousness in the spiritual realms. This apparent contradiction often leaves humans feeling confused, untrusting, and even betrayed when predictions made in good faith do not occur or are only partially accomplished. I need to say that until recently, when your own consciousness could be brought into alignment with the reality of your holographic knowingness, it was almost impossible to coordinate our realities together in a congruent time frame. There are several reasons for this, a primary cause being that your group consciousness is seldom constant nor is it centered throughout the day and night, even within the various moon and solar energy influences that affect you and your planet. Like the ebb and flow of an ocean, human consciousness rises and falls, and sleeps and awakens in irregular patterns that frequently baffle and challenge our sincerest wishes to assist your evolution. That is why we ask you to be contemplative or meditative each and every day so that our vibrations can comfort and guide your soul's desires into the personality's life choices and behaviors. And this is why we insist that you gather together every week, or more frequently if possible, to form a matrix of light that can hold the depths of our caring. In addition, you must realize that even as we of the spiritual realms are lending our guidance and love, the great archangels such as Archangel Michael, Gabriel, Uriel and Raphael, have a plan of action that affects many different dimensions and many life forms throughout this and other galaxies. These extraordinary complexities are always being updated according to the quality of energies available within all humans and non-humans, not merely your own individual personal center of reality. Then as the holy books relate, there are wars and disputes in heaven, some on nearby dimensions and levels of consciousness that affect your personal and planetary development, and vice versa. Both your individual awareness and the level of group consciousness at any given moment on this, or any planetary body, draws or feeds from an immense pool of light, wisdom and love that flows into any opportune potential. Thus life is never static, but is always changing, even for those of us you might presume to be supremely important and powerful. Yet the motive behind the change remains focused on both the Creator's intention and will, until it is accomplished.